This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Friday that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could begin, in his words, during the Olympics, meaning before February 20th, when the Winter Games in Beijing are scheduled to end. Speaking at a White House briefing Friday, Sullivan said Russia now has enough forces on Ukraine's border to conduct a major military operation. He said any attack could see Russia seizing what he called significant territory in Ukraine, including the capital, Kiev. Sullivan urged Americans in Ukraine to leave in the next 24 to 48 hours. He said a Russian invasion could begin with an air assault that would make departures difficult. Also Friday, the White House officials said U.S. President Joe Biden took part in a secure video call to discuss Ukraine with other world leaders. The White House said ahead of the call that Biden would be talking to the leaders of NATO and the European Union, as well as Poland, Canada, and other nations. They were expected to discuss shared concerns, in his words, about Russia's continued buildup of military forces around Ukraine and continued coordination on both diplomacy and deterrence. Once again, that's according to a White House statement. Earlier Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was attending meetings in Australia, warned of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine, in his words, at any time. He, too, urged U.S. citizens to leave Ukraine immediately. The death toll from a cyclone in Madagascar has jumped to 120 on Friday from 92 reported earlier this week. According to the State Disaster Relief Agency, the cyclone hit the Indian Ocean island late last Saturday, slamming the southeastern coastline before receding late on Sunday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden signed an executive order Friday allowing approximately half of the $7 billion in frozen assets from Afghanistan's central bank to be reserved for victims of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. The remaining assets, which amount to $3.5 billion, will be set aside in a trust fund slated for humanitarian assistance in Afghanistan. According to the White House, the Taliban immediately condemned the move. A spokesman for the Taliban's political office in Doha said in a tweet that the practice amounted to stealing. The $7 billion in funds from Afghanistan's central bank, held by the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, have been frozen since the Afghan government collapsed in August, giving way to a Taliban push for control. Since then, the country's economy has collapsed and many in Afghanistan are going hungry. The Taliban, who controlled Afghanistan at the time of the September 11th attacks in 2001, resisted U.S. attempts to apprehend Osama bin Laden and dismantle his al-Qaeda terror group sheltering in Afghanistan. The families of 9/11 victims have for years been pursuing financial compensation from the Taliban for the people they lost in the attack. France will deploy thousands of people in and around Paris over the weekend and set up checkpoints at toll stations on major roads leading into the capital to keep so-called Freedom Convoy motorists out, according to the city's police force. Despite an order not to enter Paris, motorists protesting around against COVID-19 restrictions are converging on the French capital from multiple cities across France. They're inspired by similar demonstrations taking place in Canada. The French Freedom Convoy protests, however, show signs of uniting groups against President Emmanuel Macron, 2 months out from April's scheduled presidential election, with remnants of the 2018-2019 anti-government Yellow Vest movement and some far-right politicians rallying behind the motorists. The European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner on Friday offered to deploy the EU's border agencies to Senegal to help combat migrant smuggling following a surge in perilous crossings to Spain's Canary Islands. At a news conference in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, she said the arrangement would mark the first time that the EU border agency Frontex would operate outside Europe. The announcement comes amid a sharp jump in attempts to reach the Canary Islands, a gateway to the European Union, as authorities have clamped down on crossings to Europe from Libya. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.